Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
I am Velocity Child, and every Friday at the stroke of midnight, ride the broomstick with Fallen Woman, a weekly psychic fusion of forward thoughts, far-out ideas, magical foray, and spellbinding song. Stirring up the cauldron at Radio Free Brooklyn.
The time has come for major healing, for bringing all our creative resources into our love life. And this is what this program is about. This program is designed for single individuals as well as heterosexual couples or same-sex couples. Sex Magic Meditations will teach you to ask yourself new questions about sex. It will bring to you the inspiration and the methodology of the ancient tantric practices of Eastern India, blended with a contemporary outlook, as I want to make it accessible to Western lovers to experience the magic of love in our daily life. And I can tell you this, no matter who you are or what your background is, you can become a magician in love. The information is available now to anyone willing to devote the focus, the care, and the time to cultivate the art of sexual magic. What is sexual magic? What is it to be a magician in love? Well, many of us have believed this myth that sexuality opens the door to intimacy. It is the other way around. Let's first learn the skills of intimacy. Let's first heal our sexual wounds. And then we will be ready to go deeper with each other. The magic happens when we understand how to harmonize the different contradictory aspects of ourselves into one harmonious whole so that we can expand our consciousness, so that we can transform the sexual experience into a spiritual experience, so that sex can be a bridge between body and soul. How do we do that? To be a magician in love, you need to be able to enter the sexual experience with a relaxed body, a body free of tensions, of fears, of hurts. Flow is at the key of love. The Tao of love, say many masters, is fluidity and movement. So we need to develop a love for our body, an honoring of our body. Then we also need to be able to open our hearts to trust. Doubt is the killer of magic. Doubt removes the totality of the experience. Doubt prevents us from being present moment to moment in what we are feeling. So we will learn in this program to open our heart to trust with each other, with ourselves. The next step is, of course, the art of meditation, of having a peaceful mind capable of focusing, visualizing, and letting go. When you harness the powers of the mind and direct the focus on your intention to succeed, to bring magic into your love life, then you stop sabotaging yourself in the process. You take all the negative programming, the doubts, the disbeliefs, the low self-esteem, and you transform it into power, into the power to succeed, to achieve your goal in love. Everybody knows that intention is the key to magic, and we will explore this in this program. We will begin by awakening the inner magician. You will go on a journey to discover your magic garden, a place of beauty in which you can feel healed, centered, and powerful. In this garden, you will meet your inner magician, that part of yourself which is sometimes called the higher self, that most creative part of you. You will remember magic moments in your love life, and you will know at the end of this meditation that you too are the magician and that you too can create magic in your love life. You will then leave the garden feeling empowered as a magician in love. It is good to enter into the delicate work of healing our sexuality and transforming our sexual energy from a creative place, a sense of feeling powerful, feeling whole, trusting in your own creativity. Then you will go back to your magic garden, to your sacred space, alone, if you're on your own, or with your partner. And sitting facing each other, you will explore the delicate art of healing your sexual wounds and of transforming the way you look and understand and respond in sex. Program 2 contains two of the most powerful meditations of sexual magic. The first, the chakra breathing meditation, will allow you to charge up, to open up, and to empower each of the chakras or energy center in your body. This is an important approach because it helps you to open up a new pathway, a channel that connects sex and brain, a channel which could be comparable to the meridians in acupuncture, which I call the inner flute, because you will be able to modulate, expand, and transform your orgasmic experience through this channel. And it is very much like playing a flute with your own energy. You will learn how to breathe, how to charge up, how to relax each of your chakras, and also to allow your vision of transformation, your new intention for your sexuality, to travel through each of these energy centers and to be released through the crown of your head into the universe, thus manifesting a new vision for your healing and your transformation. Actually using the power of your vital energy to manifest a new vision. Through this meditation, you will discover that sex is indeed the physical expression of our spiritual power, that you begin with sex, but you can end in ecstasy. You will travel the distance from orgasm to ecstasy. And you will discover that sex is not just a purely physical instinct separated from heart and spirit, but it is a sacred expression of our life. The more it can be connected to spirit or to our higher energy centers, the more ecstatic you can be. And finally, we will explore the fire meditation. This approach will help you to feel, to expand, to celebrate the wild self inside of you. The wild self is that part inside of you who knows how to dance ecstatically, love passionately, and live totally. When you awaken the wild self, your erotic energy can build up and build up to a tremendous charge. When the wild self finds free expression in lovemaking, the mind stops judging, comparing, and controlling, and you merge with your senses. In this meditation, I invite you to travel as a burning fire of passion through the inner channels of your body, through the inner flute, and allow the energy of your symbol, the healing powers of your intention, to be actualized. Once you have explored these meditations, you will see that automatically and effortlessly, a new way of living your sexuality will be available. You are likely to enjoy whole-body orgasms more easily. You're likely to be able to connect your physical sensations with your breath and with the fluidity of your body in a natural and easy way, to allow excitement to build and to rise and to curse through your veins and through your channels. These meditations are best done on an empty stomach, on your own, in a room which allows you to make noise, play loud music, jump. You can start these meditations alone, and later on, you can enjoy doing them face-to-face with your partner. In sex magic, we like to start our practices with connecting through the heart. If you're alone, take a moment to really love yourself, to give yourself some space, to feel relaxed, to feel good, to have a bath. Do something supportive and loving towards you. If you're doing this with your partner, take a moment to stand in front of each other, take a deep breath, relax, and then walking towards each other, take a moment to exchange a deep, relaxed, melting hug. Let yourselves embrace, melt into each other's arms. Whisper tender words as you breathe deep and let go of the day, of the worries. Tell your beloved, I'm here for you. I love you. I look forward to sharing this with you. Or some such words of support that will establish a heart connection and enable you to feel charged and confident as you approach the new practices of sex magic. So now I invite you to go with me on a journey to meet your inner magician. This journey, this guided visualization, will have many steps. And the first one, I will ask you to stand up. And this first step has to do with allowing us to charge in energy, to loosen up the body, and to feel fluid in our movement so that every part of our body is alive before we relax and go deeper into our subconscious. So now as you stand up, check your feet. Make sure your feet are shoulder width apart. Your knees are relaxed, slightly bent. Your pelvic muscles and sexual muscles are fully relaxed. And you slightly open your mouth so that you breathe through your mouth. Let me briefly explain the difference between breathing through your mouth and breathing through your nose. When you breathe through your mouth, you feel energized, dynamic, and closer to your feelings. When you breathe through your nose, you slow down your metabolism and you go into more controlling, slowing down and witnessing. So for this exercise, at least for this phase, I ask you to breathe through your mouth. And now, just listen to the music and feel the joyful beat of the music and start to let yourself rhythmically shake your body to the rhythm. So breathing through your mouth, allow your head to feel the rhythm and your shoulders, shaking your shoulders up and down, feeling your arms and your hands shaking too. Good, that's it. And now amplifying the shaking of the shoulders a little bit. Good. And now adding the torso. You let your chest, your torso, your waist, and even your hips respond to the music and start to shake. Good. Don't forget your breathing. You're breathing through your mouth and you're shaking loose everything that happened today. Just shake it loose. Yes. And now shaking your hips and your knees. Feel the rhythm entering all the way into your bones, into your joints, all the way down to your legs. Yes, that's it, your ankles. Ah, your feet. And now every part of you is shaking. Feel the head and the shoulders and the torso and the hips and the legs. And slowly and quickly, feel yourself becoming all loose like a rubber puppet. Just totally shaking every part of you as if you were a rubber puppet. Just letting go. What a wonderful way of letting go of the day's occupations and stresses. And of course, you may want to add sound. If your voice wants to participate, that's great. Ah. Good. Very good. And now keep shaking, and you may want to stand in front of your partner or be next to your partner, or if you're doing it alone, in front of a mirror, or just in the middle of your room, wherever you are. Give it another minute. Be total in it. Just go for it. Think of nothing else but your breath and your body shaking and your shoulders and your knees. Letting go. Joyfully letting go. Enjoy. Good. So now we're going to relax and start to slow down. And just for a moment, become aware of how you feel. Is your breath more open and your body more tingling and alive? Neck vertebrae and shoulder joints looser? Good. Well, now, allow yourself to find a comfortable spot in the room. Maybe sitting in an armchair or lying on the sofa, and sit down and take the time to find just the right position, checking that there is no tensions in your neck, relaxing the head, making sure that you add enough pillows in the back of your upper neck and shoulders. Comfortably relaxing. Closing your eyes and choosing which form of breathing you feel is more appropriate, more comfortable. This time, it doesn't matter if it is through the nose or through the mouth. And now, with every exhale, allow yourself to let go, relaxing the muscles around the eyes, relaxing the jaw, letting the tongue float in the mouth. Good. Letting your spine relax, your hands, letting your belly relax. And your thighs and your legs. And you know that during this journey, it will be possible for you to stay awake and relaxed and to hear and enjoy every word and every sound. And you also know that whatever outer sound may move through your field, someone coughing, a dog barking, the distant ringing of a telephone, whatever familiar sound from your daily surroundings might pass through your awareness, you know that they will not disturb your focus and your relaxation.
So now, imagine, see, visualize that you are beginning your journey as you walk through the country on a path, on a country lane. And you know as you walk that your response to my voice may be through images, visions that you will see in your mind's eye. Or it may be through certain thought forms, ideas, or it may be through feelings, sensations in your body. Whatever your response may be, that is the right one for you. So allow it to be. There is no need to censor it. Just witness and enjoy. And now you find yourself peacefully walking on a country lane through a field in the sunshine. And you feel the warmth of the sun shining on your body. You watch the trees. You enjoy this walk. And you know deep down that you are going towards a very special place. Your magic garden. Your sanctuary. You let your steps guide you there. You let your heart open up to the joyful expectation of this new discovery of your protected sanctuary, your magic space. And now you arrive to a gate. Yes, you look at this gate, a very enticing wooden gate, big and strong, and you want to move through this gate. First, you look at it. You feel its texture, the sensation of the wood under your hands. This is the gate to your sanctuary, to your magical garden. And now you push the gate with one push of your right hand, and you step into the garden through the gate. Stepping in, turning around, you make sure that you close the gate behind you so that you enter into your totally private space. And now you are truly in your magical garden. You prepare yourself to imbibe every element, every aspect of this garden. You begin gently to walk around, enchanted by this incredible space. You see myriads of flowers, white ones, violet ones, red ones. And as you walk, you smell their scent. And you feel the gentle breeze of the wind caressing your cheek. And you watch how the water flows through the river flowing near you. Walking through your sanctuary, you enjoy the nature, the bushes, the fresh green grass. You rejoice in the sound of the birds. So many birds chirping and singing away in your garden. All is delightful. A sense of restfulness. The healing of nature. The aliveness of nature. And as you walk, enjoying every aspect of this garden, you feel how your senses are awakening, becoming alive, bright, responsive, tingling. You hear everything more directly, sharply. You see colors more brightly.
And as you walk through this wonderful garden of yours, you feel the presence of spirit. Some light and very special energy is calling you. Something is pulling you higher and higher, attracting your consciousness to expand beyond your everyday ordinary awareness, as if a part of you were ready to expand, to go beyond the boundaries of the known. Feel, as you walk through the garden, this wonderful presence of spirit. You now move around and begin to look for your power spot, the very special place where it will be most comfortable for you to sit. And as you continue to look, you try different spots. Maybe it is the foot of a tree. Maybe it is a rock by the river. Maybe the sandy bank of the river. Maybe that tree trunk over there. Yes, now you found it. And you enjoy testing it, trying it, sitting in your power on the spot. And as you sit there, you feel the empowerment that you receive from the earth, the energy, the grounding that passes through your feet, into your legs, into your knees and thighs, into your sex and hips, all the way up through the chest and the head and the arms. You feel strong, centered, receptive, curious. You know you are waiting
for something, for someone. You sense a presence. You see from a distance, as if an energy was coming towards you. Yes, approaching. You're not quite sure if it is a man or a woman, but you feel the power of presence. You're curious, welcoming, opening, and suddenly you know, this is the magician. This is my inner magician, that part of myself that is actually representing and being and expressing my higher self. That part of myself which is infinitely creative. My inner magician. This presence now approaches, coming closer and closer. Feel how his aura, his energy field, is expanding to encompass you. Feel yourself lifted beyond your boundaries, beyond the boundaries of your body, taken by this energy of the magician. Your magician now sits in front of you, opposite you. See him or her sitting. And now, very slowly, your magician extends their hands towards you. And your two hands very gently touch. And you feel the power, the energy that is pouring from your heart through your hands into his heart or her heart, into the magician's hands, sharing, receiving the magical power, the blessings, the love, the presence, the support of that aspect of yourself who has come here to empower you, to awaken you. And now, as you hold hands with the magician, suddenly, looking at your four hands together, you see and feel that a symbol appears. An object, a form, a color, a shape. something that represents your healing, your magical powers of healing. Healing yourself, healing your relationship, healing your life. This is the gift of the magician. You receive it, and you feel it as you hold your hands like a cup. Holding the symbol in your hands, you very gently now, very slowly, bring the symbol to your chest and allow the symbol to rest inside your heart, feeling the energy, the blessings of the symbol, empowering your heart with love, with healing, with trust. As you breathe through your heart and feel your chest expanding, you now begin to feel spontaneously and to remember all the magical moments that you have experienced in your love life. Moments of joy, moments of let go, of flow, where everything was easy, where you felt supported by existence, where you felt loved and appreciated by your friends, your partner, yourself, where you felt in tune, in harmony with existence. Nothing needed to be changed. There was no imperfection, no problem, no division between one part of yourself and another. In one glimpse, one instant, you stepped into eternity. That moment was all. A glimpse of ecstasy, or simply the joy to be who you are. Now allow your subconscious to bring forth memories, images, sensations of such magical moments that you already experienced in your life. Watch them go by. Feel them go through. Yes, this is the gift. This is the gift of the magician. The gift of magic that teaches you to remember that you are already blessed with the full potential to experience wholeness, to experience the integration between the body, the heart, and the spirit. It has already happened.
it can happen again. All you need is to remember it, to focus on it, and to feel the gratefulness of this gift, moment to moment, awakening to your magic. Now, gently allowing your hands to drop by your side, you feel lifted, you feel light, you feel the gratefulness, and you stand up, and your magician in front of you also stands up. Looking at each other, holding each other's hands again. Allow now the hands to come closer, the bodies to come closer, until you gently feel that you can relax against each other's chest and that you can exchange a hug, melting into each other's energy, enjoying this heart connection and feeling surrounded by this protection of love and relaxation and acceptance. And now feel that you fully allow yourself to surrender to the moment, to melt into the highest potential that is in you, to love, to be, to rejoice. Embracing the magician, feel the magician melting into you, becoming one with you. Indeed, you are now the magician. You are now fully empowered to be infinitely creative and to choose how you will create the life and the love that is harmonious to your path and to your spirit. Gently now, stepping away from your power spot, taking with you this gift of magic, fully empowered to be who you are. Let yourself gently walk away, back to the sanctuary and through the sanctuary, enjoying every aspect of nature. The scent of the flowers, the wind breezing through the landscape, the wind caressing your cheeks, the gentle water running by, as if it were flowing through your body itself, and the birds singing and celebrating the joy of aliveness, the song of spirit. And suddenly you know that the divine presence, the presence of God, of Goddess,
is all around you, in every leaf of every tree, in every petal of every flower. Oh, the blessings to be in such a beautiful place, all to yourself. Walking through the sanctuary, you come now gently to the gate. Opening the gate, turning one last moment, saying goodbye to your magic garden, you step out into the landscape, closing the gate behind you. And you find yourself again walking down the country lane, away from the gate, back to the field, enjoying the sun shining on your skin, the warmth of the sun. Rejoicing that now you are going to enter into your life from the place of the magician, with the awareness of choice, with the freedom to choose every moment to create what is most appropriate for your happiness. And taking a deep breath, find yourself again in this body, in this room. And let yourself inhale and stretch the body. Stretch your arms and your legs and your shoulders as if a cat were stretching, waking up. Coming back now, back here, now. And as you come back, take a moment to write down in your journal or to share with your partner what has happened during this journey, what symbol you received from the magician, and what kind of magician you saw, male or female, presence or form, energy or color. Tell your journal or tell your friend what happened when you held hands with the magician, when you hugged the magician. Describe every step of the journey and tell how you feel right now. And tell also what you would be willing to create to bring more magic into your daily life. How would you change things to give a little more space for magic every day?
I love myself, I want you. by free. 7 days a week. Wet ass pussy. Make that pullout game weak. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, you fucking with some wet ass pussy. Bring a bucket and a mop for this wet ass pussy. Give me everything you got for this wet ass pussy. Beat it up, nigga, catch a charge. Extra large and extra hard. Put this pussy right in your face. Swipe your nose like a credit card. Hop on top, I wanna ride. I do a kegel, while it's inside. Spit in my mouth, look in my eyes. This pussy is wet, come take a dive. Tie me up like I'm surprised. That's roleplay, I wear disguise. I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage. Make it cream, make me scream. Out in public, make the scene. I don't cook, I don't clean, but let me tell you, I got this ring.
Gobble me, swallow me, drip down inside of me. Quick, yeah. Jump out for you, let it get inside of me. I tell them where to put it, never tell them where I'm about to be. I run down on them before I have a nigga running me. Talk your shit, bite your lip. Ask for a call while you ride that dick. While you really ain't never got him fucking for a thing. He already made his mind up before he came. Now get your boots, hang your coat for this wet ass pussy. He bought a phone just for pictures of this wet ass pussy. Pay my tuition just to kiss me on this wet ass pussy. Now make it rain if you wanna see some wet ass pussy.
Look, I need a hard hit, I need a deep stroke, I need a Henny drink, I need a weed smoke. Not a garden snake, I need a King Cobra with a hook in it, hope it lean over. He got some money, then that's where I'm headed. Pussy A1, just like his credit. He got a beard, well I'm tryna wet it. I let him taste it, now he diabetic. I don't wanna spit, I wanna go, I wanna gag, I wanna choke. I want you to touch that little dangly thing that's swinging the back of my throat. My head can misfire, Punani the sunny, it's going and drying, it's coming outside, yeah. I run on that thing, the cops behind me, I spit on his mic and I heat tryna sign me.
Your Honor, I'm a freak bitch, handcuffs, leashes, switch my wig, make him feel like he cheating. Put him on his knees, give him something to believe in. Never lost a fight, but I'm looking for a beat. In the food chain, I'm the one that eat you. If he ate my ass, he's a bottom feeder. Big D stand for big demeanor, I can make you bust before I ever meet you. If it don't hang, then he can't bang. You can't hurt my feelings, but I like pain. If he fuck me and ask who's is it, when I ride the dick, I'ma spell my name.
Yeah, you fucking with some wet ass pussy. Bring a bucket and a mop for this wet ass pussy. Give me everything you got for this wet ass pussy. Now from the top, make it drop. That's some wet ass pussy. Now get a bucket and a mop. That's some wet ass pussy. I'm talking wop, wop, wop. That's some wet ass pussy. Macaroni in a pot. That's some wet ass pussy, huh?
I caught it bad just today. You hit me with a call to your place. Ain't been out in a while anyway. Was hoping I could catch you throwing smiles in my face.
Romantic talking, you don't even have to try. You're cute enough to fuck with me tonight. Looking at the table, all I see is bleeding white. Baby, you living the life, but nigga, you ain't living right. Cocaine and drinking with your friends. You live in the dark, boy, I cannot pretend. I'm not fazed, only you to sin. If you've been in your garden, you know that you can. Call me when you want, call me when you need. Call me in the morning, I'll be on the way. Call me when you want, call me when you need. Call me out by your name, I'll be on the way. Like, yeah, every time that I speak, a diamond and a nine, it was mine every week. What a time and incline, God was shining on me. Now I can't leave, and now I'm making hella Italy. Never want the niggas that's in my league. I wanna fuck the ones I envy.
Cocaine and drinking with your friends. You live in the dark, boy, I cannot pretend. I'm not faced, only you to sin. If you've been in your garden, you know that you can.
Call me when you want.
I'm gonna get them, I'm gonna get them.
every Friday at the stroke of midnight, ride the broomstick with Fallen Woman. A weekly psychic fusion of forward thoughts, far out ideas, magical foray, and spellbinding song. Stirring up the cauldron at Radio Free Brooklyn.